Thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. One of my favorite hymns now is Count Your Many Blessings. But it wasn't always that way. Whenever I would complain as a child, my mom would start singing that song to me, reminding me that life, with all of its ups and downs, still had a lot of wonderful blessings in it for me. But even as an adult, I find myself so willing and able to complain about a lot of different things. And my husband, he'll listen to me, but he gently reminds me to count my blessings by listing off all of the things that I'm grateful for or the things that are going well in my life. And just doing that little activity has really helped me these past few weeks to put my life and my trials and blessings into perspective. Well, the lyrics of that hymn, Count Your Many Blessings, are so true and they're so powerful. It says that when you take the time to reflect on how many positive things, how many blessings are really happening in your life, your doubts really will fly away. And I would add, your anxieties and your fears will fly away as well. And you end up finding yourself constantly amazed and surprised at all that the Lord has done and is still doing for you. Well, our theme this month is living with gratitude. And the man who wrote the hymn, Count Your Many Blessings, I wanted to give you a little bit of information about him because I think this is a really fascinating background. So his name was Johnson Oatman, and he was a Protestant living in New Jersey in the late 1800s. And he was so inspired by his father's strong Christian faith, he knew that he wanted to do something with his career to honor that faith. So he tried a lot of different things. He tried going to seminary for a time to become a preacher, but that didn't really work out for him. He tried being a missionary for a while, but he didn't have a lot of people that were listening to him. And he also tried his hand at singing, but that too didn't materialize. So eventually, Johnson prayed in his mid-30s to find out what God wanted him to do with his life. And he was inspired to start writing hymns. And in his career, he wrote over 5,000 Christian hymns, some of them still very popular today. And it was only until the end of his career that he accepted payment for these hymns. And even then, he wouldn't accept any more than $1 per song. And I'd like to think that that's because he was so grateful to the Lord that he had finally found his calling in life by sharing his testimony and his faith in this unique way. So that's a little background information for you on Johnson Oatman, and I hope you think of him the next time that you may sing that song in church. Well, one of the ways that we can always be mindful of our blessings in life and keep gratitude in our hearts is to look to the past. When we see the patterns of the Lord and how He has helped and blessed other people to figure out their lives, we can have greater faith that He will continue to do the same thing for us, no matter how bleak things may look right now. One of my very favorite scriptures to read on this topic is in the Book of Mormon, in 2 Nephi chapter 4, verses 20 through 26. And I'll just read a few things from that section. And this is Lehi, the prophet, speaking. He says, quote, "My God hath been my support. He hath led me through mine afflictions in the wilderness, and he hath preserved me upon the waters of the great deep. He hath filled me with his love, even unto the consuming of my flesh. He hath confounded mine enemies unto the causing of them to quake before me. Behold, he hath heard my cry by day, and he hath given me knowledge by visions in the night time. Oh, then, if I have seen so great things, if the Lord in his condescension unto the children of men hath visited men in so much mercy, why should my heart weep and my soul linger in the valley of sorrow and my flesh waste away and my strength slacken because of my afflictions?" Close quote. That's so powerful to me, just remembering everything that the Lord has done for people in the scriptures, in the Book of Mormon, in the Bible, the literal wildernesses of their lives that he has helped them navigate through. And then looking to my own past, reading in my journal and past experiences of my ancestors really helps remind me how aware the Lord is of my life and my circumstances and how much He's helped me. It helps give me faith and hope for the future that we'll continue to have that same type of relationship moving forward. Well, I hope that's something that you can take to heart and that you can remember, especially in this month and this season of gratitude giving. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from past LDS president, President Gordon B. Hinckley. And he said, "It isn't as bad as you sometimes think it is. It all works out. Don't worry. The Lord will not forsake us." And I would add my testimony to that, and I thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.